tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM on DAB, streaming live around the world. And I'm Pete Day. Recording this from home, keeping a safe social distance. Taken on different proportions. I don't know what it's like for you. Sometimes it seems to really drag, and other times it just whizzes by. Anyway, Thursday has come round again, and of course it's become the tradition to clap, cheer, shout, stamp your feet and rattle those pots and pans in appreciation of NHS workers.
Protective equipment. It's absolutely shocking that this situation continues. Government should have repurposed industry weeks and weeks ago to produce the personal protective equipment that we need to keep ourselves and our patients safe. They should also be testing. They should be testing hundreds of thousands of people every day, not just the odd healthcare worker who can manage to drive down to the O2. There were 10 spaces for Tower Hamlets General Practice a couple of weeks ago. 10. And you couldn't go be tested unless you had a car. It's an absolute and utter disgrace. Get PPE produced in this country that help social care workers, bus workers, any shop workers, any public-facing worker needs to keep themselves and the public safe. Get testing so you know how much this virus is in the communities. If you want to end lockdown, you get the facts right, you keep us safe. Sort it out now, because we have had enough.
Test, PPE, keep health workers virus-free. Test, PPE, keep health workers virus-free. Test, PPE, keep health workers virus free.
And the voices you could hear there were from outside the Royal London Hospital in Whitechapel last week, following a moving minute's silence in memory of local health workers who have tragically lost their lives. Now, since we've been in lockdown, those of us who have not been working have had, well, a lot more time on our hands. Maybe you've made good use of your time around the home, or maybe like me, you've meant to get something done but never quite got round to doing it. Some of us, of course, are working from home, with all the challenges that that brings with the meeting of the world of work and the world of home life. Earlier on, I met up with Zoe Hardy, Deputy Chief Executive at the Rosetta Arts Centre in West Ham, and I asked her how she's getting on with lockdown.
You know, it's a funny one. I'm kind of taking it a day at a time. When I try and think about it quite generally, I get a bit freaked out, I've got to be honest. But when I think about, okay, what am I doing today? What am I having for lunch? What am I having for breakfast? Like, what TV show am I going to watch later? I can kind of manage it a bit better. Say I'm, like, mostly doing okay, but I have to really focus on things like routine, structure, thinking about what I'm doing day to day.
Routine and structure, is that important to you, you think?
I didn't know it was important to me. In a way, I think it's important to all of us. I've been speaking to a few friends about this sort of thing, but I think I'm getting to know myself a bit better under lockdown, and I'm starting to kind of understand a bit more about how I tick, and I've learned that structure and routine are important, and they're particularly important under lockdown, where the days can kind of blur into each other, can't they, a little bit? So it's coming with a lot of self-knowledge, all of this.
Okay, well, that sounds like a positive way of looking at things as well, which is good. Also, of course, you know, a lot of artists, they find they've suddenly got a lot of time on their hands, and actually they've got a lot more time to get on with their work as well. Have you found that?
Well, you know, so I work for Rosetta Art Centre. I wouldn't call myself an artist myself, although I definitely dabble kind of all across the different creative mediums. But I work really closely with loads of artists, and it's a mixed time for them. So obviously, there's more time for working at practice, there's more time potentially to be imaginative, to upskill, but it is a difficult time too, because artists are out of work a lot at the moment, and we're in a bit of a transition of moving to a digital space. So there is a bit of a kind of like, will we be able to move a lot of art online or won't we? So I think, you know, it is a mixed time for artists right now.
Okay, you work for Rosetta Arts. Now, can you just tell us something about Rosetta Arts? What do you do, where you're based, who you're for? Come and tell us about it.
Of course. Rosetta Arts is all about serving the people of Newham and wider East London. So it really believes that the arts has major transformative benefits. And what it does day to day is it provides courses, projects, workshops, events and exhibitions for the people of Newham. What's at our core is that we are about serving the diverse communities of Newham. So we have something for everyone. So it doesn't matter who you are, what age you are, what your background is, if you've never like touched a pencil, or if you're, you know, kind of a new or emerging, or a kind of mid-level practitioner, it doesn't really matter who you are, we have something for you. But we really champion Newham, particularly because we know that there's quite a lot of untapped creative talent in Newham. So we're here to tap into that talent and help people to grow artistically.
Okay, is it just for people for Newham or is it people right the way across East London?
We focus on Newham, but really it's right the way across East London. So, for example, if you would like to come and take a course with us, you are welcome from pretty much anywhere. But we do have some courses and workshops that are really kind of focused on Newham residents, and there'll be discounts or they'll be free if you are a Newham resident. So we wouldn't turn anyone away, but we have much more of a focus on people, residents in Newham.
But also, of course, you've got this local focus, which is really good. But also, you've done lots of things. You've exhibited nationally and even internationally as well, haven't you?
Yep, totally. So we've had international partnerships. I think it's very, very useful, particularly in the arts, to have international links. Because then you get to see how people are doing it in other countries. You get to share your knowledge. You get to share your skills. You get to learn, like, what are they doing in community arts in Germany? What are they doing in community arts in France? So I think it helps you to be quite expansive. But COVID means that we are increasingly moving things online. So we now have an online space too. And that can be accessed by anyone, you know, whether they are in Newham, whether they're in East London, whether they're in London.
Right, of course, if it goes online, it's international by the very nature of it, isn't it? Exactly. Of course, it's available over the world.
That's exactly right.
Of course, also, you do accredited classes as well. Quite often people see art classes and things, oh, that's just all a bit of a hobby. But actually, you do some quite serious stuff as well, don't you?
We do something for everyone. So if you want to dabble, if art for you is a hobby and you'd like to do some mosaics or some pottery because it's a hobby, because you want to feel good, because you want to connect with other people, then we have something for you. If you would like to do an accredited course and really upskill within your creative practice, you can come and do like a level one award, a level two award with us. And from time to time, we do even longer courses. So for example, one of the courses we've been doing recently is a community arts organizing course. And that is for people that already have an artistic practice, but they want to learn how to better reach their communities and be socially engaged, you know, and serve their community through art. And the accredited courses are aimed at people getting work in the arts. And I think there can be a bit of a misconception sometimes that art is something you do that doesn't have a career focus. There are lots of jobs out there, but it's not always that transparent how you get into those jobs. So we're always very keen to let people know that there are jobs out there, but they're not often your typical kind of 9-to-5. They tend to be working a bit differently than you would in other sectors.
Here we are, all these courses. You can't really run them at the moment from your centre, can you? But what are you doing about this? I mean, you just closed up and shut up shop and you just hope for the best. I mean, what are you doing about this?
Well, yeah, I mean, like everybody else. So Rosetta Arts is based at the Gainsborough Learning Centre near West Ham Station. And as an adult learning centre, like with schools, you know, like with pretty much everywhere else, it's had to close. So it's difficult for us because we're community arts. We're so person-to-person focused. We really like to get to know people, have cups of tea, but we have to keep serving our community in whatever way we can. We so believe that everyone should have access to the transformative benefits of the arts that we have to find a way. So we're moving a lot of our programs online. We're doing it bit by bit because, to be quite honest, it's new to us.
Because this suddenly was a bolt out of the blue, really. You weren't expecting, didn't see this coming at all. Yeah.
Exactly. No, that's quite right. So it was very sudden, but I've got to say, we're a tiny team and the staff have been wonderful. The artists that we work with have been so driven and motivated and like dedicated to upskilling to the creative space. So So I'm delighted to say that we're already running online classes. We thought we'd start with our youth programs because we know so well that there are so many young people stuck at home. It's really hard for them. They don't have much to do.
And can anybody do these, or do you have to be already enrolled on a course, or what do you do?
Really, it depends what it is. We're trying to open everything up as much as possible. So I'll give you an example. We've got a Saturday school that runs that just started online. We have 25 children referred from schools in Newham, and this is all funded by Newham Council, by the way. They all got posted out free art kits in the post, so they've got their materials, and we're also sending them instructional videos and tutorial PDFs. So if you're enrolled, you get the free art kit. If you're not enrolled, you still get to participate because you get to see those videos, you get to download the PDF, but you get perks if you're enrolled. And that's going to be the case with most of our programs, because this isn't the time about restricting things. It's a time for widening things as much as possible.
So anybody could go to your website and they'll find them all on your website, would they?
Absolutely. So if you go to rosettaart.org, over the next few weeks, you'll start to see where we're putting our kind of free, publicly available and accessible materials up. But then one of the things, you know, you can't do without being involved is participate in some of our interactive live workshops. So we have a bunch of programs where you will need to enroll, you'll need to sign up, and you'll get to do an online workshop with a real artist.
And this will be interactive. You'll be doing this on one of these, like Zoom or one of these
exactly.
types of
things. That's quite right. So these are basically, you know, lessons that you would have in a building. You're having those in the online space, and you're having them live and interactive.
Of course, the thing about this is, when this is all over and we go back to, I don't know, what people talk about this new normal or whatever it is, do you think you'll carry on putting these things online? Or is this something you sort of think, I tell you what, we want to keep our centre, we want to do it the old-fashioned way, and you just ditch all the online stuff? What do you think you'll do?
You know, it's a really good question. And I think that a lot of arts and learning organisations are scratching their heads over this one. For us, we are so devoted to people coming into our building and us being able to serve them. And like I said, making cups of tea, like sharing cake, having a chat.
I tell you what, I like the sound of those cakes, you know. I mean,
I think you need to come over when the lockdown's over.
I definitely will.
You're very much invited for a cup of tea and a cake. So we're still going to do that. We're going to go back to our building as soon as we can. But I think what we're going to try and do is bring elements of this. You know, we're learning how to put the arts online, and we'd like to bring elements of this into our future, because it means that we're not just focused on the people that we can see physically. It means that we can reach people more broadly. And for us, it isn't really one or the other. That we'd like to see how we can integrate these and benefit as many people as possible, because we're all about how the arts benefit people. So if we can broaden the reach of benefit, then why not?
Zoe, this sounds absolutely fantastic. Yeah, we've got to go to the break now, yeah? So finally, if there's one thing that makes Rosetta Arts such a special place, what would that be?
I think Rosetta Arts is special because of the people that work there, that volunteer there, the learners. It's all about people, and it's all about the kind of alchemy that happens when those people come together.
Zoe Hardy, Deputy Chief Executive of Rosetta Arts, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you so much.
And if you want to get involved in any of the online courses and activities offered by Rosetta Arts, or maybe you want to find out more about how the place runs, you can find out more at rosettaarts.org. And also keep looking over the next few weeks as more and more courses and activities are being posted up all the time. And the great thing, of course, about Rosetta Arts is that there's something for everybody. No matter what your age, no matter whether you're a skilled artist or you just fancy having a go. That's Rosetta Arts, all one word, rosettaarts.org. Well, we've got to go to the break now, so it's goodbye from me, Pete Day, here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. Handing you back to the studio. Thanks to my producer, Tari, as well, back in the studio there, social distancing himself, surrounded by all those old knobs, dials, and all sorts of electronic wizardry that makes New Sound Radio work. And of course, thanks to you for tuning in, making New Sound Radio what it is, truly a community radio. got some great programs lined up for you for the rest of the day. So stay tuned and stay safe.